Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim Amar Ram Golder and here is Zechus Vachim Daf Yedov. The first parak calls Vachim. This parak has been generously sponsored anonymously for Refuah Shleima for Alter Ben Zion Wolf Ben Zipora, as well as for Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ben Ruchama Pesel Rivka. May they both have a Refuah Shleima. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah of Akiva says, Kol damim sheniknas al heichal chaper psulim. All korbanos whose blood entered the heichal are invalid. The Chachamim say this only applies to a chatas, and Rabbi Eliezer says it applies to an asham as well, based on the hekesh he makes between a chatas and an asham. The Gemara concludes that the Rabban derived their opinion from the exclusionary word dama, its blood, written by a chatas, teaching this law only applies to dama shel zo v'lo dama shel acher, the blood of this carbon, meaning a chatas, but not to the blood of another carbon. Rabbi Eliezer darshans this word to teach dama v'lo b'sara. This law applies if its blood entered the heichal, but not if its meat was brought there. The Rabbanan agree with this drasha, but darshan the extra hay of midama, and Rabbi Eliezer does not. Point number two, a pasuk says that a mincha is kachatus ka'asham, like a chatus and like an asham. Rabbi Shimon interprets this to teach that one type of mincha is like a chatus and another is like an asham. A mincha is chota, a sinner's mincha is like a chatas, therefore if the kmitzah was performed shelo lishma, it's invalid. A mincha is nadava, a donated mincha is like an asham, and so remains valid even if its kmitzah was shelo lishma. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds an asham shechted shelo lishma is also pasul, for what halacha was a mincha compared to both a chatas and an asham? It answers that he derives another ruling of Rabbi Shimon's. In a Mishnah, the Tanakhama says that a mincha whose kometz was not placed into a kli sharis is invalid, but Rabbi Shimon says it is valid. This is derived from the above hekesh bala ovda b'yad. If he comes to offer it by hand without a kli sharis, ovda b'yamin kachatas, he offers it with his right hand, like a chatas whose blood is applied with the right hand. But kli, if he comes to offer it in a vessel, ovda b'smol ka'asham, he can offer it even with his left hand, like an asham. And point number three, the next Mishnah discusses a carbon Pesach, shechted shelo lishma on the morning of Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yeshua says it is valid like a Pesach shechted shelo lishma on the 13th, meaning shelo bizmano when it's considered a shlamim. Ben Becerra says it is pasul as if it was shechted shelo lishma in the afternoon. Rabbi Yoshai explained that Ben Becerra holds that a Pesach which is shechted lishma in the morning of Erev Pesach is valid, because he holds the entire day is its time, not just the afternoon. Therefore, it is possible if it's shechted shelo lishma like a Pesach shechted in the afternoon. Although Ben Arbaim ordinarily means the afternoon, Ben Becerra interprets this here as Ben Shnei Aravim, between two darknesses, meaning between the nights of the 13th and 14th of Nisan. On the next daf, Rabbi Yoshai's interpretation of Ben Becerra is refuted, and Rabbi Yochanan concludes that although Ben Becerra agrees that a Pesach cannot be shechted in the morning, it is still invalidated if it is shechted then, shelo lishma, hoyo miksasu ru'i, since part of that day is fit for shechting the Pesach. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, kol damim sheniknasu l'heichal chaper psulim, all korbanos whose blood enter the heichal are invalid. The Chachamim say this only applies to a chatas, and Rabbi Eliezer says it applies to an asham as well, based on the hekesh he makes between a chatas and an asham. The Gemara concludes that the Rabban derived their opinion from the exclusionary word dama, its blood, written by a chatas, teaching this law only applies to dama shel zo v'lo dama shel acher, the blood of this carbon, meaning a chatas, but not to the blood of another carbon. Rabbi Eliezer darshans this word to teach dama v'lo b'sara. This law applies if its blood entered the heichal, but not if its meat was brought there. The Rabbanan agree with this drasha, but darshan the extra hay of midama, and Rabbi Eliezer does not. Point number two, a pasuk says that a mincha is kachatus ka'asham, like a chatus and like an asham. Rabbi Shimon interprets this to teach that one type of mincha is like a chatus and another is like an asham. A mincha is chota, a sinner's mincha is like a chatas, therefore if the kmitzah was performed shelo lishma, it's invalid. A mincha is nadava, a donated mincha is like an asham, and so remains valid even if its kmitzah was shelo lishma. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds an asham shechted shelo lishma is also pasul, for what halacha was a mincha compared to both a chatas and an asham? It answers that he derives another ruling of Rabbi Shimon's. In a Mishnah, the Tanakhama says that a mincha whose kometz was not placed into a kli sharis is invalid, but Rabbi Shimon says it is valid. This is derived from the above hekesh, bala ovda b'yad. If he comes to offer it by hand without a kli shares, ovda b'yamin kachatas, he offers it with his right hand, like a chatas, whose blood is applied with the right hand. B'kli, if he comes to offer it in a vessel, ovda b'smol ka'ashem, he can offer it even with his left hand, like an ashem. And point number three, the next Mishnah discusses a Karban Pesach, shechted shelo lishma, on the morning of Erev Pesach. Yeshua says it is valid like a Pesach shechted shelo lishma on the 13th, meaning shelo bizmano, when it's considered a shlamim. Ben Becerra says it is possible as if it was shechted shelo lishma in the afternoon. Rabbi Yoshai explained that Ben Becerra holds that a Pesach which is shechted lishma in the morning of Erev Pesach is valid, because he holds the entire day is its time, not just the afternoon. Therefore, it is possible if it's shechted shelo lishma, like a Pesach shechted in the afternoon. Although Ben Arbaim ordinarily means the afternoon, Ben Becerra interprets this here as ben shnei aravim, between two darknesses, meaning between the nights of the 13th and 14th of Nisan. On the next daf, Rabbi Yoshai's interpretation of Ben Becerra is refuted, and Rabbi Yochanan concludes that although Ben Becerra agrees that a Pesach cannot be shechted in the morning, it is still invalidated if it is shechted then shelo lishma, hoyo miksasu ru'i, since part of that day is fit for shechting the Pesach. All right, so now we get our siman daf yidof, and our standard siman is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Kohen took blood from a chattis into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making a puzzle. Walking next to the Kohen who brought two minchas in star-shaped bowls, one like a chattis and one like an asham. Through little stars of the Kohen shechting a Pesach shelo lishma in the morning of Erev Pesach, because Ben Becerra holds, it is puzzle. Once again, in slow motion. The Kohen who took blood from a chattis into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl. Star-shaped bowl? That must be more on daf. Yud Aleph. Stars. The Kohen took blood from a chattis into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making it pasul, which reminds us, in a Mishnah Rabbi Kiva says, called Dam Sheniknasu Lehechol Chaper Psulim, all karbanos whose blood entered the Hechol are invalid. The Chami say this only applies to a chattis, and Rabbi Yezer says it applies to an Ashim as well, based on the hekesh he makes between a chattis and an Ashim. So the Kohen took blood from a chattis into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making a puzzle. Walking next to the Kohen who brought two minchas in star-shaped bowls, one like a chattis and one like an ashem, which reminds us, a pasuk says that a mincha is kachattis uka'ashem, like a chattis and like an ashem. Rabbi Shimon interprets this to teach that one type of mincha is like a chattis and another is like an ashem. A mincha's chota, a sinner's mincha, is like a chattis. Therefore, if the kemitza was performed shelo lishma, it's invalid. A minchas nadava, a donated mincha, is like an ashem, and so remains valid even if its kamitza was shelo lishma. So the Kohen took blood from a chattis into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making a puzzle. Walking next to the Kohen who brought two minchas in star-shaped bowls, one like a chattis and one like an ashem, through little stars of the Kohen shechting a Pesach shelo lishma in the morning of Erev Pesach, because Ben Becerra holds, it is puzzle, which reminds us, Ben Becerra holds even a Pesach shelo lishma on the morning of Erev Pesach is puzzle. So once again, the Kohen took blood from a chattis into the Kodesh in a star-shaped bowl, making a puzzle. Walking next to the Kohen who brought two minchas in star-shaped bowls, one like a chattis and one like an ashem, through little stars of the Kohen shechting a Pesach shelo lishma in the morning of Erev Pesach, because Ben Becerra holds, it is puzzle. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Dav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The man not chai of any carbon who is being protected by armed guards. Armed guards? That must be on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The man not chai of any carbon who is being protected by armed guards from being intended in a chattas, which reminds us, Rabba said that a chattas which was shechted, al mi she'enu mechuy of klum, for the sake of someone who's not chayiv to any carbon, it's possible. She'enu cha'adam b'Yisrael, she'enu mechuy of ase, because there's no one in Israel who's not liable for atonement for transgressing a mitzvah ase. Such a person would receive kapara from a chattas, as Rabba said, chattas mechaperes al chavi ase. A chattas atones for liabilities of transgressions of mitzvah ase, based on the Kal v'Chomer. Since a chattis atones for karas liabilities, it certainly atones for an asay. So the man not chayv any carbon who is being protected by armed guards from being intended in a chattis told them they should guard the ownerless ola from being brought for someone else, which reminds us, Rava said, ola ha'ba'ol acher mis, regarding an ola being brought after the owner's death, If it's shechted for another type of carbon, it doesn't count for its obligation and must be replaced. If it was shechted for another person, in this case, Shinui Balim, it's valid and counts for its obligation to Ein Balim Lachamis because there's no owner after death and intent for another person does not harm the carbon. Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Ami said, Yesh Balim Lachamis, there is an owner after death, meaning the Yorish becomes the new owner. So the man not chayv any carbon who is being protected by armed guards from being intended in a chatas told them they should guard the ownerless ola from being brought for someone else whose owner died after doing tshuva before bringing it as a gift, which reminds us, Rava said, ola dornhi, an ola is a gift to Hashem intended for after he has already received kapara. Daf ches, so the siman daf ches is chala. So here goes. The baker who baked a huge chala, baker, that must be on daf ches. The baker who baked a huge challah in the shape of a chatas with psukim attached that teach that each avoda must be done lishma, which reminds us, Gemara brings the sources that each avoda of a chatas must be done lishma. So the baker who baked a huge challah in the shape of a chatas with psukim attached that teach that each avoda must be done lishma, with a source for la'akev in the carbon's mouth, which reminds us, Gemara brings the source for la'akev that any chatas sacrifice shalo lishma is pasul. So the baker who baked a huge challah in the shape of a chatas with psukim attached that teach that each avoda must be done lishma, with a source for la'akev in the carbon's mouth, decided there was no problem giving a chametz de challah to a customer who shechted the carbon Pesach since it wasn't Erev Pesach and the carbon became a shlamim, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if a Pesach is brought bizmano in its time, Erev Pesach, it's valid if it's brought lishmo and disqualified if it's brought shelo lishmo. During the rest of the year, the laws were reversed. It's disqualified if it's brought lishmo because a Pesach cannot be brought then, and valid if it's brought shelo lishmo. Shmuel's father said this last law is derived from the pasuk v'imin atzon karbono zevach shlamim l'Hashem, and if from the flock is his offering for a shlamim sacrifice for Hashem, teaching davar abam min atzon yehi l'zevach shlamim. Something which comes from the flock, a Pesach, becomes a shlamim sacrifice. Since a Pesach during its time is invalidated if it was shechted shelo lishmo, this Pesach must refer to a Pesach shechted during the year, teaching that if it is offered shelo lishmo, it is valid as a shlamim. Daf Tes. So the siman Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. When the three little lambs, who were all disqualified Pesachim turned shlamim, came in carrying teapots, that must be on Daf Tes. When the three little lambs, who were all disqualified Pesachim turned shlamim, came in carrying teapots, which reminds us, Gemara discusses why there are three different sources that a carbon Pesach is treated as a shlamim. So when the three little lambs, who were all disqualified Pesachim turned shlamim, came in carrying teapots, the Kohen was reminded of the tea served in the Mishkan's inauguration and shechted a chatas for the sake of a chatas nachshon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the intention of one bringing a chatas nachshon. So when the three little lambs, who were all disqualified Pesachim turned shlamim, came in carrying teapots, the Kohen was reminded the tea served at the Mishkan's inauguration and shechted a chatas for the sake of a chatas nachshon, which confused his fellow Kohen, who then shechted a chatas chelev for the sake of tumas mikdash ukadosha, which reminds us, Rava asks, what if a chatas chelev was shechted for the sake of a chatas of tumas mikdash ukadosha? Is it a similar chatas since it is likewise brought for a karas violation, or is it different since it's not kavua, it's not fixed, since a poor person brings birds or flour? Daf Yud, so the simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. At the annual minion of Yidden, that must be more on Daf Yud. At the annual Minyan of Yidden Avoda Awareness Day, one member in a Lashma demonstration did Shechit Lashma with intent to do Zrika Shelo Lashma and was posel the carbon, which reminds us on the previous daf, Amoraim discuss Shechat Lashma Lizrok Dama Shelo Lashma. If one shechted a chatas for its own sake, with the intent to throw its blood, not for its own sake, Rabbi Yochanan says the carbon is possible because Machashim Ma'avoda Avoda, one is able to have intent from one Avoda to another Avoda. He holds we derive from pigo, where a carbon shechted with the intent to do zrika the next day immediately becomes pigo. Reish Lakish says the carbon remains valid because his intent during one avoda about another does not impact the carbon. So at the annual Minyan of Yidden Avoda Awareness Day, one member in a Lashma demonstration did shechita Lashma with intent to do zrika shelo Lashma and was posel the carbon, while the rabbi brought an ashim which he said was posel and brought shelo Lashma since it atones for sins like a chatas, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said that just as a chatas, which comes to atone for sins, is pasul when shechted shelo l'shma, so is an ashram which also comes to atone for sins. Rabbi Eliezer explains that the pasuk says kachatas ka'asham, as the chatas, so the ashram. This hekesh teaches that just as the chatas is pasul when it's offered shelo l'shma, so to an ashram is pasul when it's offered shelo l'shma. So at the annual Minyan of Yidden Avoda Awareness Day, one member in a Lashma demonstration did Shechita Lashma with intent to do Zrika Shelo Lashma and was posel, the carbon. While the rabbi brought an ashram, which he said was posel, it brought Shelo Lashma since it atones for sins, like a chatas, and stood it below the chutas sikra on a model mizbeach where its blood is thrown, unlike a chatas whose blood is thrown above it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that the blood of an Ashram is not applied to Lamala. The Gemara darshans, Hakona Mechata Osa, the Kohen throws it, referring to the blood, teaching Osa Dama Lama, it, referring to the Chatas's blood, is applied above, Vein Damo Shel Acher Lamala, but the blood of another carbon is not applied above. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we discuss whether an oil can be Mechaper for an Asi transgressed after Hafrasha? That's on daf above. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Ben Becerra holds even a Pesach Shelo Shmo on the morning of Erev Pesach is pasul? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss Reish Lakish's challenge im ein maratzin lamabayim? If Karban is brought Shelo Shmo do not achieve acceptance, why are they brought? That's on daf Hey.
Good.
Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Ola Doron he, and Ola is a gift to Hashem? That's on daf Zion.
Good.
Number 5. Which daf do we learn that a carbon is not mechaper for failure to perform smicha? That's on daf Vav.
Good.
Number 6. Which daf do we mechokas if yesh balim lachar misa? That's on daf Zion.
Good.
Number 7. Which daf do we discuss what the meaning is of the pasuk that says that a mincha is like a chatas and an asham? That's on daf
Yud Aleph.
Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn the source is that each avoda of a chatas must be done with Shema? That's on daf Ches.
Good.
Number 9. Which daf do we have three opinions about which karbanos are pasul if their blood enters the heichal? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss whether Yorshim acquire a karban when the owner dies and receive kapara with it? That's on daf Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.